The Trash Torch Podcast is brought to you in part by DerbyParks.com.
The 2015 Laguna Grand Slam, Boat Lockwood Motorsports, and the 2015 Keystone National. Sciopa Racing and SciopaRacing.com. Ultimate Derby and Blizzard Bash 2015. Demo Derby Master. Reckless Abandon Derby Apparel at RecklessAbandonGear.com. And Derby Inc. Magazine. Live it, breathe it, be it, Derby Inc.
This is the Crash Course Demolition Derby Podcast, recorded live at the FingerLakes1.com studios in downtown Seneca Falls, New York. And now your host, Chris Marquardt.
Come on, mouse, there we go. Little by little, we'll get there. All right. Exciting night on deck for this evening, for sure. We got Jason Sherman who's going to be weighing in with us live. He's just got a couple minutes. Congratulations, Jake, on the win at Norwich, first of all, and you took that W, buddy. An impromptu compact show, as it were, with all the talk about the teams at Kings of Old School that's coming up. We're going to be catching up with Bobby Bone, who won the compact division championship, team championship over at the Wadena Grand Slam here over the weekend. And then Jake Sherman, he takes the compact car and pulls down the win against the full-size stuff over at Norwich. You're live right now in Walton. Congratulations, man.
Hey, thanks, man. Down here in Walton right now at in the pits there watching Tech, and I tell you, there's some heated people down here today.
Heated people? They're upset?
Oh, yeah. I'm going to say about a good 10, 15 people got loaded already, including the famous Jeremy Gulley even got loaded. So it'd be an interesting night.
What's the hang up right now? Josh Decker joining us here in studio, along with Brett Relier, to talk a little bit about the Kings of Old School. What's the main hang up at this point?
Well, it's been some major changes with Gary Tweedy, who ran the show down here for seemed like forever, passed away last year. So there's a lot of changes, a lot of new faces, new tech crew, a little bit of tweaks to the rules, and if you've been coming over here, you'd know that the tech has been lacking, for quite a few years.
Understatement.
In my opinion. Yep. And so they're kind of holding the line pretty tight for the tech. And I mean, a lot of the year past winners and a lot of guys that run here for a long time all loaded up and heading home.
I tell you, Jake, that's one of the shows that that's hands down one of the best to watch. Them boys, I was supposed to make it there tonight to visit with a couple people, but why are you laughing? I was supposed to, I come up here with Chris and Josh, and,
what were we supposed to do now?
They definitely put a show on there, don't they, Jay?
Great show to watch down here. It's a great show to run. Of course, Brett, went in back-to-back here a couple years ago. It's definitely a hard-hitting show. It used to be known, it's through the area. It's probably one of the best shows. I think it's probably fell off a little bit, but yep. It's my home track. I've been running here for a long time. I think I ran here my first time in 93 or 94. And, I think it's a hot day and, people's tempers. And I was over for when Gully was getting teched, and, there was a discrepancy over just the way his gas tank was mounted. And what I thought could have been a simple fix.
What did he have, Jake?
It turned into a heated argument and ended with Tech saying, basically, load your car and you don't ever come back.
Wow.
And it's a shame. But it's a long day. These guys are, it's hot here. I guess maybe the tempers and things are getting the best of people.
What did Jeremy take there?
Just a newer style Park Ave, front-wheel drive Park Ave.
Yeah, like a W body.
He was coming up here basically to run with Randy McGravy, just kind of the old guys getting together and making jump. Wasn't anything spectacular or anything like that. It just discrepancy in the rules. It really was gray. It wasn't, there wasn't anything in there that said one way or the other. And, like I said, I thought maybe it was something that could have been fixed. And it just got out of hand real quick. And, get your junk out of my tech line and don't ever come back. It's a...
Well, that's one of those.
We've seen it before at shows, and hopefully they can get this worked out, and it's still going to be hopefully a good show tonight.
Well, hopefully they don't lose car count because of that. Because sometimes if a inspector won't work with the drivers, you know.
Why do you go back?
The future yeah. jeopardizes it. And there's a reason that Walton has 5,000-6,000 people in the stands. And if you don't have people,
and I don't want to beat up the tech guys. I know each and every one of them personally. I've known them for years, and I was excited when I heard that these guys were going to come in and start teching. You know, so like I said, I just got here maybe an hour and a half ago. It's been a hot day. You know, I'm sure that the tempers have been going off all day. And, you know, maybe they just had enough. I don't know. You know, I had to put the whole perspective. Certainly the little piece that I seen wasn't good, and hopefully you guys will take a little grain of salt and maybe fix what they got to fix and bring them back on Friday night. I don't know.
How many big cars are there?
I hate to throw out a guess right now because there's still quite a bit in tech. I'd say full size. We're probably still not. You know, I really hate to throw out a guess. I'd say maybe 20 to 30 full size. Which this, you know, this show was known when I started running here. You were only allowed to run one night. They used to run, 120, 130 cars a night, yep. And they would turn people away. You know, you had to go to a specific meeting just to get your number. If you didn't show up that day to get a number, you weren't running. I mean, it was almost exclusive to get in here.
Yeah, I remember. I remember Mondays were always Rick Englehart nights.
Yep.
Oh yeah, absolutely. There's a lot, there's a lot of people in memories. There's a lot of yellow cars here tonight. I've seen a lot of 33Rs and them shirts that you guys had made up. Were great. We'll see what happens. We'll see what it brings, and hopefully it'll be a learning experience maybe for the drivers to know that that there's a new sheriff in town, so to speak. So the stuff that's been going on for years isn't gonna work anymore, and hopefully it'll be a learning experience for the tech crew to realize that there's a maybe a different way to handle, issues, especially when they're, ambiguous, if there's, it's not a specific rule regarding, a certain area that maybe, when somebody wants to be, do a little engineering or something, that a little leeway or at least a discussion, not just an argument and load your shit and go home,
Well, I'll tell you what, when you start telling guys to load up on Monday night and go home and never come back, well, when Friday rolls around, they don't come back. Inspector talks to me like that. I'm not coming back.
A couple of guys, like I said, it got heated real quick, and
Well, that is.
I don't know the whole circumstances. I know when I was on my way to the track here, I seen two or three of I'll say my personal favorites. To watch guys that just real heavy hitters were loaded and going in the opposite direction. So
not good.
I was wondering what was going on because. Usually, if they're running 100 cars through here at night, back in the day, you might see one, maybe two cars get loaded. I seen 10 in an hour.
Jared Stanton there tonight.
It's a new ball game, and it's going to be a learning curve for I think both tech and for the drivers.
Jared Stanton there tonight.
Actually, he is. He made it through tech. It looks like a three ran from King's Old School car, and I tell you, he is the one to watch. If anybody knows Jared Stanton, he hits like a sledgehammer. He's certainly the guy. If you're in the heat with him, you got to keep your head on a swivel because he will destroy anything he's out there with.
That's very true.
So he is. He's made it through tech and he's in the gate. So definitely be a good one to watch.
Again, Jake Sherman reporting live from Tech Inspection Line at the Delaware County Fair down in Walton. Had a pretty good weekend, not this weekend, but the weekend before, taking a win out of Norwich. Jake's punched his ticket and will be going to the New York State Fair for the first time this year. Well, not for the first time, again this year, possibly the last time this year.
Last night was the Shenango County Fair over there in Norwich. It's a real stock build. I took just a W-body Lumina up there.
One of the rusty ones? Because you got like 76 of them.
Yeah, actually, it was pretty rusty. believe it or not, my friend and sponsor, Josh, Bainbridge Auto Center there in Bainbridge, he called me up and said, hey, I got this Lumina. It's a little rusty. Let me know if you want it or not. And, of course, anytime I hear that, I say, sure, kind of a order. And went out and looked at it. And it was very crusty, but I thought I saw some life left in it. And pulled it into the shop. Total build time, start to finish, stripping, built, to load it on the trailer was 3 hours. So that's my personal record to get one out.
That's a good old days.
And loaded, and I didn't think I had much of a chance, but it just worked out.
And then he wins a derby on a 3-hour build. That's awesome.
And Jerry Ott did the same thing at that Cuca Clash back in 2014. Mm-hmm. I mean, I think he probably had about the same amount of time in it. Mm-hmm. And he just snuck in there, came away with the win. over there in Penn Yan. So in terms of your car selection now, I know you and Jim Ellman had been trading some messages about a really nice car that was going to be State Fair eligible. Now, has he had that offer taken off the table since now you're qualified?
Oh, no. That offer is still good. If he wants it, you certainly have it. It turns out I got a few more that I can take. So I haven't figured out which one I'm going to grab for the State Fair. I think I got a good idea. I got a Euro that's sitting there. That might be a good one to take. And I'm picking up another one on Tuesday. And it's a pretty clean car, just a crank, no start. So if I can figure out that problem pretty fairly quickly, then that sounds like that one will be the one to go. And if not, then I'll pick one that I already have.
Now, probably not the place to bring down your super secret motor, right? You're not going to bring that up to the State Fair.
There's no super secret. It's Luminas. I think if you're building them past the first 6 inches, then you're doing it wrong. You know, there really isn't a whole lot to them. I know some guys will disagree, but it seems like the more you do to them, the more problems you have. And Norwich is it's a pretty soft show anyway. You know, like I said, everything was all stock. Tires, you know, 4-ply, nothing aggressive, and that really led to my favor because they went the track down for the feature. And the Reifenbergs were there with some real good iron. I think I took a couple shockers, and there's the three brothers and their family were in there together. They were definitely the people to beat. Eric Serra was in there.
Came up second.
He ended up getting second to me. Kind of a controversial ending. We were both kind of hitting headlight to headlight there. We made two or three hits. And the last hit, we got hung together and some get pulled apart. They stopped the derby, and I thought they were going to pull us apart. And the official came over and said that I won, and he got second. So, obviously I wasn't going to argue, but, I don't know. I don't know. I thought we both came together and kind of hit in the middle, but I'll take the win.
Sure. Hard to turn that away. Did you see Daryl Monroe picked up a win up in Canada over the weekend? Justin Ingram was sending some message on that. Rick Clark was involved. And that one was an equally volatile finish. I don't know exactly what all the details were, but there was some discussion depending on which side of the fence you were on. I'm sure Justin Ingram and Daryl Monroe had no problem at all with the outcome of the event. Likewise, the guys that didn't fare as well, some of them had some challenges. One of the prime issues was the Pro Mod class. One of the lead tech inspectors was allowed to drive his own car in it. So certainly is one of the things that comes up as a point of contention, no matter where we are, no matter what we see. But, again...
If you inspect a derby, you cannot run a derby car.
That night, no. Definitely not.
No, you cannot do that.
Nope. And with Bo Lockwood, because his season ender is right around the corner, like 2 weeks away from Stoneboro. We're going to be down there again doing the live thing there. If you inspect for him, not only can you not drive in his shows during the year you inspect, or... you also have to set out the following year.
Yeah.
You can't run any of his shows. So somebody like Chris Furster decides he doesn't want to inspect any more Bo Lockwood shows. He can't compete until 2017.
Well, I think Bobby Brockway couldn't run this year, right?
That's right.
And, like, Bobby Brockway can run next year at a Bo show, but he couldn't this year because of that rule.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yep.
And that's a good rule. There's a little bit of controversy here tonight. One of the tech inspectors' sons, he's got a car in here, and actually the car was pre-ran from this show last year. And I've known this guy, well, basically my whole life, and, they're straightforward guys. And somebody, I guess there's a couple guys that are trying to get together some money to protest his car. That's got to make it difficult and to put you in a bad place. And I know me and Chris have talked, and during the drives, that it's the appearance. Impropriety, not so much anything else. It's that appearance, and you kind of puts them both in a sticky place, when you have other people teching your own boy's car. But
it's like anything. It's like if your kid's gonna do it, we had a promoter around here that he let his kid run last year, and like his kid's car was like absolutely not to the rules. And everyone sees this shit. You look at it and you're like, come on, man. And I'll tell you what, drivers aren't stupid. I mean, but if you are going to let your kid run, then you need to go totally the opposite way. You need to make sure your kid's car is like so inside the rules that there's nothing someone's going to say. If you're pushing the rules with your kid,
and even when you're flagging, it's almost worse for you. because, you know, now you're flagging, and now, you know, what do you call them out at 45 seconds because, you know, you wait, yes. You know, cause you don't want to have people complain that, yes. You know, you gave them a minute and 5 seconds. You know what I'm saying?
Make sure the person gets
put in a difficult spot.
Make sure the person who gets screwed the most is the one that you built, right?
Right, well, Josh? You know what? A long time ago when I was a promoter, one time my girlfriend was in a powder puff, and I literally called her out early, like 40 seconds in. It was her and another girl. I think it was actually Brett's wife. And my old lady, like, stalled, and I shut her right down. And she's like, hon, that was, like, way fast. And I'm like, hon, it just wasn't. Terry won it, you know, or I think it was Terry that night. And I was like, you know, when it's your wife or your son or, well, your kid, or you got to be a little bit. That's just me. I would be a little tougher on them, you know. Because then you look bad. You look like a real jerk when you let your kid cheat.
See, I want to have no problem with somebody else inspecting that.
Inspecting the car when your kid's up there? Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Absolutely right, bro.
You want somebody else to do that.
Yeah, and you got to hide.
But on the other hand, I think that a promoter should be able to take a car fresh into the feature and get to run it.
Shut up. You let me junk you.
We're done with that.
Definitely not, Brett. We're done. Yeah, actually, speaking of that, Brett, your show's coming up, the King's Old School Team Show. I'm really looking forward to that. I got my team together, and
nice.
Just the State Fair run, actually putting a little bit of a monkey wrench because I plan on starting that car. I got two I'm running to Hartford here this Saturday, and I plan on starting my team car up, and now I got this other car I got to build in between, so.
Hartford added a Power Wheels to their show. They're nice. trying to do some recruiting on that. They're gonna have, I don't know what the final end game was because I didn't get any more of the back and forth of the text messages on it. But they were talking about doing a goodie bag and some other cool stuff like that. So it was neat. You know that Power Wheel stuff is taking off like crazy.
Jake, if you're building 3 hours to build alumina,
what are you worried about?
You have like 500 you could build between here and there. I mean, you can build the day before.
Yeah, you know what. You know, now's my busy time at work. I'm probably going to put in, my guess, probably anywhere from 40 to 50 hours of overtime next week alone. So it's going to be just going to be tight getting things together. And, you know, life kind of gets in the way of derbying sometimes. And
don't know what you mean.
And the State Fair car, you know, that'd be an easy build. My guess is I'm going to do a little more than I did to my Norwich car. So, you know, I'm probably going to have to get 5, 6, 7 hours or something into that. the rules up there. It's a pretty stock show. It's kind of a crazy rule set they have up there. But, you know, I'm going to have to put a little bit of time in the team show, you know, because, you know, it's just not, you know, if I build a, you know, a half-assed car, so to speak, you know, and I take myself out, you know, hey, what do I care? You know, it's just me, but.
Yep.
You know, now you got some team members relying on you to, you know, so if I show up with junk and now I leave them guys hanging out there, that ain't fair to them. So
well, not only that, on the same hand, you don't, when you know there's three guys after, you ain't going to want to be sitting still. You don't want things letting you down.
And I ran a little softer than I normally did last night. You know, I knew I had a soft car and I did a lot of, a lot of blocking. I pushed people in, you know, sideways on the track and used them as blockers, you know, and.
That's
not really my style, but it worked. It worked there, the team show is going to be very fast, and you definitely you don't want to get caught still. And
how long do you think them heats are going to last?
To be honest with you, you're running just two teams at a time, right?
Yeah, yep. you're gonna draw your heat, and it's going to be
head up.
It's going to be heads up, three on three.
Heads up. Heads up, 3-on-3. I don't think that unless there's some kind of grudge match or something going on, I don't see a heat lasting more than 3 minutes.
That's what I said. That's exactly what
I'm telling you, Jake. The people that are excited, the people that want to be in, that are just talking about coming to watch. I'm truly excited for this area.
Yep.
To you know when the first car pulls on the track, you know people are going to be saying, you know, wow, look at, you know, Jake, or look at this guy, or look at that guy, what's he going to do? Then they're going to all of a sudden see who they're running against, and then they're going to see how they're going to line up, and I think the crowd's going to be kind of...
more into it.
More into
yes,
it.
Yes, more involved.
More making suggestions what's going to happen.
Yep.
And I think it's going to be downright fast pace.
Yep.
Off the hook.
Yep.
I agree, and you know, and I got lucky that the guys that asked me to be on their team, you know, they're all aggressive drivers. They're hitters. I wouldn't have it any other way.
You have a great team.
And I tell you, Whitney Point's not a big track, but I tell you, with six cars on it, and it's a good surface, it's going to be jumped, and it's going to be quick. And I can definitely tell you that whatever heat we're going to draw is going to be quick, and I'm sure they're all going to be.
Well, what we got here is we're going to take a quick break here. We're going to come back, and we're going to get into a ton more of this Kings of Old School conversation. And
Jake, real quick, I got to pick your brain real for a second. This is a dilemma that me and Josh has been working on, and we got to have a solution here within the week. let's say, for example, you're in your teammates' cars blow up the day of, and there's an odd number of teams. Okay.
Yeah.
So there's 11 teams instead of 12. So you got five heats of two, and then you got an odd team. Okay. What I want to do is before the, because it's the luck of the draw. Okay. So you're going to draw your team. Well, there's somebody that's going to be an odd team. What I want to come up with a solution, or I want viewers or friends or whatever to help me find a solution. I don't believe that we can let a team go directly into the feature fresh. I don't believe a team should be punished because it's the luck of the draw, okay? Why should they get punished for showing up, and why should they get punished for getting the luck of the draw? But also, there has to be consequences. So let's just say I put five options on a bulletin board, and that's posted before you draw your heats. And let's just say, all right, option one is one of your cars can go directly into the feature fresh, two of your cars got to go to the consi, and they got to finish in the top five. Or if I say, well, you can run all three of your team members in the feature, but you got to have one flat tire. Or if I say, whatever the options are, putting four or five options, and the odd team gets to pick it. Would you have any suggestions or any thinking of that, or do you think it's off the wall, or what? Because we can't control, me and Josh on the way up, we were going to say, all right, well, what we're going to do is we're going to bring three V8s that are done, three compacts that are done, and we're just going to pick people out of the stands and let them run them. Well, the problem is how do you either A, give raffle tickets away or anything if you don't know how many people are going to show,
right?
Or let's just say that, because if we scope the cars and we find cars that are illegal and they get loaded at the last minute,
right?
Now you have an odd team. So I need to be prepared for a resolution. And in my mind, I'd like to have three to five choices for the team to choose from, which they think is their best chances.
And really, to be honest, we've gone and watched team derbies all over, and the odd team out is always like a really big issue. How do you handle the team out?
There's always a group of three, and one of those teams.
Yeah. And I don't like. I don't like
it. That's a tough call, and that's probably the biggest plague of trying to do a team show is what happens, in this very scenario. Sounds like you guys are doing it right, though, and trying to figure out a solution ahead of time instead of trying to, wait to the last minute, because that's almost never a good idea. But like when we were down at the truck team show down there in Clarion here a few weeks back, what was nice about that is they actually had two teams that came short members, and they were able to bunch them two together to make
I like
a team.
That. I like that.
So that might even be, something that was kind of their saving grace that day. But
that was a good idea.
You guys might not get that lucky. Put a few options on the table. Maybe even look at having a team of three. I mean, the track's big enough. I hate teams of three because one team's always going to be left out.
I don't want to do that.
We don't
want to
do that.
On one team, but. Three on three. I don't think even three teams out there. It's not gonna be real easy to pick on just one team. Like four on four would be because
Ryan Hale. Ryan Hale just nailed something
here. Left guys a hold. I'm sure we come up with a solution and let drivers decide or come up with something and stick with it and. But it's great to have a plan in place. That way, like we were talking about before, the appearance of impropriety. If you got a plan in place, you already know what's going to happen, and you know, hopefully it won't come up, but be prepared if it does.
The main thing Kings of Old School has to do is stick to their word. If we say we're going to do something, we just have to do it. And we said it's going to be heads up, and that's the only option it is. The only way we can prove our reputation is sticking to it.
That's the way it's got to be, yeah, and I agree. But, yeah, let Chris get on with the show. I'm going to get up here and get some food, get up in the stands and watch this show down here. I'll get with you guys, and we'll talk it out, and maybe then come up with something. Maybe I'll talk to a few drivers down here and see what their ideas are.
Thanks, Jake.
We will be back with more conversation about Kings of Old School right after this.
The Crash Course would like to thank DerbyParts.com, an industry leader in aftermarket parts. DerbyParts.com has become the go-to source for builders looking to make one stop for all their derby needs. A proud partner of the Reckless Warrior Series and a title sponsor at the Bash for Cash, DerbyParts.com offers products from the top manufacturers in the industry, including fellow Reckless Warriors partners Brian Muir and Big Rock Derby Products, and performance aftermarket standouts MSD, Edelbrock, Schoenfeld, and Samson Tires. Inventory includes cradles, Ultra Bell, sliders, flex plates, pedal kits, mounts, fans, radiators, adapters, tanks, and much, much more. DerbyParts.com truly offers one-stop shopping for builders ready to perform at any level. Go online and check them out. From bumper to bumper, you can find it on DerbyParts.com. Are you good enough to be recognized as a Reckless Warrior? Bo Lockwood Motorsports' 2015 Demolition Derby schedule will now be combined into the Reckless Warrior Tour, designed to give rewards and recognition to drivers that support Bo Lockwood Motorsports. To the Keystone Nationals, which has moved to the Westmoreland County Fairgrounds June 27th. The Jefferson County Fair Championships follows, with the Limited World Cars back in the limelight as they chase a $3,000 payday in Brookville, with the Reckoning 2 following on August 1st at the Clarion County Fairgrounds in Clarion, Pennsylvania. The series finishes with the final encounter September 4th and 5th at the Stoneborough County Fair. In all, there is more than $75,000 in prize money available among the six shows and feature some of the largest purses in the Keystone State. Drivers will earn points based on their feature appearances and heat and feature finishes, with bonuses awarded for passing inspection and getting a stick on the first try. The season will end with a points bank where Bo Lockwood Motorsports will crown the deadliest warrior. That driver will then have his selection of one of the 10 prizes from the Reckless Warrior partner. For more details on the 2015 Reckless Warrior Tour, visit their Facebook page and check out blmotorsports.net. Demo Derby Masters offers a wide array of stock derby parts and accessories that have all been derby tested. Demo Derby Masters also offers custom fabrication, meaning your homespun garage idea can become a finely produced reality. Their team of engineers and Demo Derby drivers have designed, manufactured, and derby tested all parts to ensure the quality and durability, even under the most extreme conditions. DemoDerbyMasters.com also carries a full line of helmets, fire suits, gloves, and belts, and Kaiser's own branded oils and fluids. Parts are manufactured, housed, and shipped out of their 140,000 square foot facility located in Coopersville, Michigan. Order online at DemoDerbyMasters.com or contact them by phone at 800-472-2464 or email info@DemoDerbyMasters.com.
And we are back. Another show coming up that we are really, really looking forward to coming up at the end of October is the Chaos in the Valley show, Jason Shipe's third show. He's going to be, last year was the inaugural Chaos in the Valley event. It's a benefit for Townsbrook Volunteer Fire Department. We saw Jason Cope come away with a win in the full-size class, defeating Josh Wetmore. Steve Siopel's also down there. Due to the schedule conflicts, Siopel's, they wanted to get back down there this year, not going to be able to make it. But in the success of that, Jason has then now taken over the Shenandoah County Fair, and that's going to be the last day of August, first day of September, the 30th and the 1st, that same Monday and Tuesday. Opened up the rules. A lot of changes, a lot of momentum going along with JPG's events. And so looking forward to getting back down there, even at this point toying with the idea of throwing that one on the internet for everybody, in addition to doing the live stream. It's a ton of fun. They've gone with the colors of red, white, and black. They've got their shirts, the event shirts already done. And down there you can get a hold of Penny Shipe on Facebook for official rules and additional information. Also, stay tuned right here to the Crash Course to learn a little bit more about it. So we were talking about Ryan Hale and an interesting idea that he had. Before we get into that, of course, we got to say congratulations to Tabitha Rallier winning at Canastrega over the weekend in the youth division, which Brett swears he will never ride in again because it's too rough.
I'm not riding them youths. I'm not. My hat, my hands, it's off to you for riding with that crazy gully.
Yeah.
I am not riding with kids.
Yeah.
you.
I am not riding with nobody.
No.
My daughter says, you know, Dad, I want to run. I says, no. So I literally had a car in my lot that a guy traded in. She drives it to the garage, strips it. Well, now I feel guilty. I got to help her. So,
yes, you do.
You know, Eric Ellis, a worker of mine, finished building it. And I think there was six cars, and she drove her rear off. And I'm telling you, extremely proud of her.
That's awesome.
She never used the nose. She ended up coming with a three-foot trophy and $100. I says to her, I says, honey, you know, I had $100 in gas getting here. She says, I'm going shopping. So I was extremely proud of her. She did a good job. Eric Wise won a modified class there. Brian
Gonzalez.
No.
Brian Gonzalez.
Won the truck derby. And Riley won the stock class. But yeah, I was extremely proud of her. She did good.
Anything you get in that part of the state and you start saying Brian's, I just assume it's Gonzalez because he wins everything he sits in.
You know, the cool thing about your awesome daughter job. Is like she put that in the garage. She did the work herself, so she kind of earned the win. You know, it's kind of, she learned a good value for the day.
She did good. You know? She ran against almost every car had a person riding with them. She was by herself.
Yeah.
And I was extremely proud of her. She did good.
Yeah. It's in the blood.
So Ryan Hale throws this idea out on the table. Let me know what you think. You build these cars, and you have them available. Now, the problem with this is there's no plan B to this plan. So it may kind of add something else to the table, unless you want to just throw these guys in with the kickers later on. But you don't have a compact class, open compact class for these guys to feed into. But you have three cars there at the ready. You draw raffle tickets. You sell the tickets, or you just say door prizes. If you come in, you're automatically entered into this raffle. These three cars are available. If you come up short a team, you draw the names. Those three guys on the grounds go from being spectators. Now they're into the team format.
And we thought about that, but the problem is you don't have three. You have six cars because you got two team derbies. So you got to have a resolution for them both. You got V8s and you got compacts. So now you got to have six cars there.
And
then if you do a raffle, it ain't right to take somebody's money if you don't know until an hour before if it's
full or
not.
That's the backside of it, right?
So then if you do a door prize, well,
now you and, no
and you
offense,
don't have a division. You don't have a division for them to run in. You certainly aren't going to just send them home with a car.
And we can't give away three V8s. I mean, you know, like just giving away three V8s is insane.
We're already a little nervous. I mean, we're short. Our compacts are full. I believe we got, what, seven V8 teams, Chris?
I only see three.
And
no, there's seven. There's seven on the list.
Seven V8s. How many kickers?
Four
here, but there's a handwritten name, and I don't know if it's running with the trucks or the V8s.
Seven kicker cars. Maybe.
But regardless, we're guaranteeing $14,500.
Yeah, the payout's
where
huge.
Where does it stop? Okay, so yes, we want to do, and we're doing more now than we did last time. But man, oh man, does it make it tough? We have to stay with our integrity and our honesty.
If money was endless, of course, we build three cars here, three cars there. We raffle them off, whatever.
But then where do you go? Okay, let's just say we get three 93 Chevy bubble tops, and we just blow the windows out of them.
Exactly.
Well, now the person who runs them says, well, that was an embarrassment. It wasn't worth my time. The cars are junk. They're trying to get me hurt. The motors are bad. The train
sure,
is.
Sure.
So I don't want the negative that could happen
You're
for doing something
right.
good.
You're absolutely
if
right.
I don't give the option, then there's no negative on that end.
I would like everybody at home that's listening kind of think about it and hit being brought up there. Like, what? Maybe somebody has the answer. But we've been to a lot of derbies, and I don't know if we've ever seen the answer.
As of right now, I'm leaning towards giving the odd team three choices for them to pick from. And there's a pro and there's a con. You're not hurting them.
Pick your poison kind of game.
Pick your
exactly.
poison.
And the reason I like Brett's idea is because then before the derby starts, everyone knows everyone. Somebody's going to get these three options. But also, they don't feel pigeon-toed.
It might be an even team. This might not be a problem.
Absolutely right.
But the odds are, we have two team derbies, and we got to have a solution for them both, just like we have the same rules for the compacts and the V8s. The same rules, the same payout, the same everything. So I'd like to have the same solutions. If you have two teams or two classes, your odds are gaining that you're going to have an even number. It's 50-50. Even if it's 100% full like the compacts, somebody may back out. Their cars may not pass inspection. They might break down on the way there, you know. Or on the other hand, there may be two teams to do that. Now you're back to even again.
Yep.
I would like to have a solution. And as of right this second, I'm leaning towards pick your poison. I don't believe a team should be punished, hands down punished, because they got the luck of the draw with no heat or not running against nobody. They showed up, they brought a team, they drew the right heat, but yet they also have to understand that we can't let them directly into the feature.
Absolutely.
So maybe let one car into the feature to represent the team and two of them go to the consi, or they got to do something to their car, flatten tires, or they got to, you know,
some sort of disadvantage.
Disadvantage, but yeah. Not yet so much of a disadvantage.
That whole flattened tire thing, I tell you what, when we were in Wadena over the weekend, Adam Holzer had a, it looked like a solid rim and solid tire off of a small skid steer, and it was so heavy that instead of, you know,
spinning, it slid. I've seen that.
And then it broke off. And having it break off was the best thing that could have happened, because he was, like, way more mobile once that thing broke off.
Yeah. And there you go. If you say a flattened tire thing, okay, obviously you got a compact. I mean, I ran aluminum with just the rims on the back. So,
oh, sure, sure.
So you got to think of the good and the bad.
Weld leaf springs. Make it a ski car. You know, seriously, make skis on the back.
Well, there's two other topics, and we do. I want to hear people's feedback on this, because this is actually like for the whole country, because team derbies are going to get going and going. Somebody eventually is going to come up with the right idea. What's the right answer to that? But one other thing that I want to talk about that him and I have discussed, but we haven't talked about a lot, is what I think is going to make this so fun for the fans and for our area is when the cars are lining up. Do you want to talk about that? How people are going to line up with their cars? You want to keep that to yourself?
Yeah, we'll let them.
The thing. When you go to most of these derbies, our track is different. That small and narrow track, how do people line up is, I think, going to be the biggest part of it. Because at Blizzard Bash, it's square, right? It's a little bit ours is different. It's narrow. So that is one thing that – and it's fine. We don't talk about it today. That day, it's going to make a difference of where guys are going to be lining up. It's going to add to the fun of it.
In Wadena over the weekend, it was everything how they lined up. They weren't telling anybody how to line up. In the first one, it was two teams here, two pairs here, so it was four cars aimed at two cars. And when these two cars came off the line, they took hard rights and went headlight to headlight with the other guys, and all the teams lined up noses out. All of them.
See, and it's interesting. How do you?
It's going to be It's virtually going to be almost impossible for the guys to do that the way we're going to do it.
Right.
But let's just say it's going to be, again, pick your poison. That's what our theory is going
to
be.
Well, the group of three teams, the heat lasted maybe 2.5 minutes. The heat where four teams were on the track lasted a little bit longer, but everybody lined up side by side by side all along the same end of the track, and they threw the green flag, and it was like we were in Owenton again. The guys had to, everybody was real cautious. Nobody wanted to come off the line first because you were going to hit with a haymaker. There's no question. The first person to move that got more than halfway across, they were going to get smoked.
See, yeah, we want to bring, of course, the driver fun into it, but we're also trying to bring a little bit of the crowd fun, so the crowd is kind of watching it into how guys are pulling out there, how guys are trying.
It's how well you work with your team.
How well, exactly. And team derby for our area is like so new.
You got to make sure that you have somebody there that's going to be able to explain it, announcing. Who you got announcing?
I'm pretty sure it's a guy that does everything. The guy that I jump on his coattails, as Brett would say. Chris Marquardt.
It's true.
One other thing I want to talk about is something that we just landed, because I want to talk about it. And we have to thank Jay Little, who is going to give away these nice mugs that he's making. He's just donating them to all of our winners. And what we've decided to do is the fair and the American Legion have decided to tag team with us to do a beer tent. All the proceeds of the beer tent is actually going to Special Kids Day, which is a day at the fair where all kids with special needs come to the fair. They get free rides, free foods, free gifts. Trust me, I worked it all as a kid. It's such a great day, and these kids love it. And all the money from the beer tent is going to go help the proceeds of Special Kids Day.
Them glasses are badass.
Now, the glasses that are coming that Jay made, all the winners, you have to be a feature winner of the team, compact, kicker, or trucks. You get a free round on us in the beer tent. The beer tent's going to be open until after the derby's done. really what we were hoping to is all the guys that talk to each other all the time but never get a second to sit and relax with each other. When this derby's all done, everyone can go over to the beer tent, have a few beers with each other. And again, if you win your glass, you get a free round on us. And, of course, you get to keep the glass, which is cool. But that was just something we just landed. So I ask everyone to respect it. We asked for no beer last time. This time we are going to give it. We had guys begging for beer. Okay, we'll have it. But you guys got to respect it because we'll just as easily take it away. This is a big liability on our side.
And
it's got
to be drank in the beer tent.
You have to stay in the beer tent. It's not going to be able to drive all around, but the beer tent's right next to the track. Anyone that's ever been there before, you can watch a derby right from the beer tent. And I'll see everybody there at the end. Yeah, at the end, we'll see you all there.
But Eric Cotilla had an idea.
Go.
Mess around with the fuel level allowed for the odd team.
See, I don't know. Someone else actually said that to me, but I don't think so because I think the heats would be so fast. I don't know if that's – and I like
yeah,
the
Yeah, they're
ideas.
Only going to burn 2.5 gallons. And it's an idea. I'm not saying no. I've never experienced.
Take a drill, slam a hole in the bottom of the gas tank, and then send them out to the feature. You have to finish the derby before either gas drains out of the bottom of your car. What could possibly go wrong?
Explosions. Explosions is not what we need that day. Real quick, though, on the kicker class, Brett said there was some openings. Listen, we need more team V8s. Of course, we want to fill that division up. Kicker class. It is not full. We keep getting guys saying, like, I heard your kicker class is full. It is not full. Plus, we open it up to any year. So if you got a suicide
any year,
at the house,
car.
You got an Impala, you got an Imperial, and you just want to stuff kickers on it and send it one last time, this is the derby to do it. I mean, if you got just something sitting at home and you just want to jump
but
it.
But it's a 20-car limit.
Yes, we haven't got anywhere close to that. We got at least 10 spots open. Yeah, and that's a full payout. I mean, we paid as much as we paid in June. It's a big money payout and not a lot of cars. I mean, if you're trying to make some quick money real quick at the end of the season, that might be a class to jump in, you know. And, of course, we got our junk run, SUVs, vans. That is like a crazy class to watch. And if you just want to go have some fun and junk some iron, that's the class to get in, you know. Yeah, and Chris, would you like to – I'd like to kind of touch on just the sponsor. Do you want to talk to him? And then
why don't we do that, and then we'll come back around for more of that. Let's chat a little bit with Robbie real quick. We'll get him on. And we'll be right back.
It's always hot in here.
It is always hot in here. There's no question about that.
Dillman Derby Masters offers a wide array of stock derby parts and accessories that have all been derby tested. Dillman Derby Masters also offers custom fabrication, meaning your homespun garage idea can become a finely produced reality. Their team of engineers and demo derby drivers have designed, manufactured, and derby tested all parts to ensure the quality and durability, even though they're in extreme condition. DemoDerbyMasters.com also carries a full line of helmets, fire suits, gloves, and belts, and Kaiser's own branded oils and fluids. Parts are manufactured, housed, and shipped out of their 140,000-square-foot facility located in Cooperstown, Michigan. Order online at DemoDerbyMasters.com or contact them by phone at 800-472-2464 or email info@DemoDerbyMasters.com. Ultimate Derby's Blizzard Bash is back this fall. The hallmark of the Kansas Expo Center's Derby. It's November the 12th at 7 p.m. with the national team bracket and the qualifying team bracket opening rounds. Action returns Friday, November the 13th with national bracket and team bracket round two. The 80s Mod Heats and the 80s Leaf classes are also on the card. Saturday's card includes the 1,000 to win RC Derby planned for 1 o'clock in the afternoon at the vendors area right in the Ski Inc. Pavilion. That's before the full-size cars take the track at 6 o'clock with B features for both the team brackets, the 80s Consi, the stock one and duns for Old Iron, the 80s and the Compacts, the Power Wheels Youth Division, and Pro Mods are also on Saturday's card. Championship Sunday rolls off at noon with modified compacts and Old Iron leading the charge. Then trucks, the 80s feature, and the qualifying bracket feature leading to crowning the national championship in the team finale. All the action is available on pay-per-view and is presented in part by Speedway Motors, O'Reilly Auto Parts, in addition to DerbyTees.com, Near It Sliders, Ski Inc., Chambliss Welding, and Ultimate Derby. Don't forget, Ultimate Derby has Capital Carnage right around the corner, April 22nd to 24th, a $30,000 to win event. Set for that last weekend of April right back at the Expo Center in Topeka, Kansas. For more information, visit www.blizzardbash.com or www.ultimatederby.com.
And we are back. Robbie Bone joining us on the DerbyParts.com hotline, the winner of the Wadena Grand Slam. Robbie, man, welcome to the show.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
It's going great, dude. I appreciate you making some time for us here tonight. Congratulations on the win. You go out there as a team, essentially all by yourself. Olaf Hetrick, who you're running with, wasn't able to get the car back together and come back out for that main event after you guys made it out of the Consi. Tough Consi where your car took a lot of damage. Your Lumina never really missed a beat, though, once you got out there for the feature, and you just kind of kept your nose clean and made the smart hits, the right hits, and you came away with a win.
Yeah, I got a little lucky here and there. I mean, I guess, you know, we didn't have the carb or anything on 2 hours before we had to be there, so I guess wow. We didn't have time to tune it or nothing, and we just got everything ended up working out.
Well, at one point, it sounded like Olaf was going to be running in the heat all by himself. Then I saw you you pull out in your 50G and pull out there. Wasn't the best showing out there in the opening round for you. And then you came back from the Consi. Dave ended up getting caught in the corner, and you and I believe it was it Jared Ryan, I believe, was in the corner. And you guys were just blasting on him, and that ended up sending both of you guys into that feature event. And from there, how tough was it? You had the Brust team, you had Holzer and Haskin out there, you had Kluth and Jared Ryan. Those are some pretty heavy names out there in Minnesota.
Yeah, they are. I mean, I knew it was going to be tough. I mean, you know, my good friends are Adam Holzer and Nathan Haskins. I knew going by myself against those two was going to be quite interesting. they've been running with the Brust boys, and, you know, Mayhem the last couple of years, and they've done pretty good down there as a four-man team. So I guess I just tried to make the smartest hits I could and see who it came down to, and I got lucky.
You know, in terms of preparing for that style show, you knew that those heats were going to be fast-paced, and was there anything in particular that you did to try and help your car give it that extra little bit of advantage? Because, and don't take this wrong, it sure seemed like your Lumina was one of the more underbuilt cars that were in the team bracket.
It was underbuilt. I did it in 4 days, so, I mean, I did what I had to up front so I could hit with my nose as much as I wanted to, and I guess didn't worry about anything else.
It was a ton of fun, that show, front to back. Obviously, every time we go to Wadena, we've gone there the last 2 years, we bring all sorts of heat with us, and it was 97 degrees or something 2 hours before start time, and had the fortunes of hanging out with Brandon Tyson. He announced with me. He ended up giving out a ton of sledgehammers. It was a real fun show, front to back. Jason Sabanosh winning the Bone Stock Compacts. It was a great finish, and I tell you what, Josh Brown impressed the hell out of me. His car, he had a two-door Grand Am, and the back bumper was touching the front seat, and the front bumper was pushed back to the tires, and he got it to fire.
Nice.
And he almost, and then on top of that, Jason Stalls, he almost came away with a win in that thing, and then Jason refired, hit him again, and shot clock ran out. They handed out trophies and everything. Sure enough, Josh's green car was able to drive on the trailer. He got it to refire again after that. Full-size trucks, Chris Johnson won that one. Compact trucks, Tyler Schwartz came with a win in that one. He had a pretty nasty entry. He finished it grabbing a hold of the nose and the of a Bronco 2 and shoving him out of the blocks so hard it ripped the trailing arms out from the floor and the rear end sat in it sideways.
Nice.
That was a heck of a finish there. Robbie Bone and Olaf, we talked about those guys winning. Shane Kluth came with heavy hitter awards in that feature event. Just about impossible to pick a winner of the heavy hitter award in a very, very fast-paced team feature. Josh Brown was the heavy hitter in the Bone Stock. We just talked about him. Tyler Schwartz won and took home the sledgehammer for the compact trucks. Josh Wigscheid was the heavy hitter in the Outlaw full-size division. And Derek Robleski ended up winning in the Outlaw full-size ranks. It was a little bit of a funny deal when that happened. There was three Team WDT cars that showed up there, and the other full-size guy says, I don't want to run. And Josh brought out in a fairly underbuilt, fresh Pontiac Catalina and went against a couple tilted Fords. They were all tilted Fords, actually. And he kept firing. Every time they would put him down, he kept firing that motor off one more time.
So it was 3-on-1.
3-on-1 in the Outlaw class, yeah.
The car that was by itself wasn't even Outlaw, or was it even? Was
yeah,
it
he was. I mean, he was Outlaw, but he wasn't to the extent of the other cars. And
so he's underdog.
Underdog.
Three and, man on one,
and he
had the balls to pull out there.
He looked out the front window and says, "I bet you can't do it."
Fuck, that's awesome. You know, that takes balls and guts, and I love that shit.
Do you like the team format, Robbie? I mean, do you like doing that and teaming up with somebody else and you've got that allowed to hold rule in there?
Yeah, I mean, it was my first team experience, and yeah, I enjoyed it. I mean, I guess, you know, I originally had a different teammate, and then they had issues, and then Ola's teammate had issues, and we teamed up. I mean, I'm friends with him and everything, but I guess, you know, it'd be better to run with the actual teammate, but it was definitely, I would definitely do it again.
So tell me a little bit more about your experience there. Something that you want to do again?
Is the team derby something I'd do again?
Yeah. Would you do it again? The team derby, would you do it again?
Yeah, I definitely would do it again. I mean, it's pretty much what derbies are anyways. I mean, somebody's always going to run with someone, so you might as well just put it out there.
Right. Yeah, just let them hold. Just let them do it, right?
It's true, though. It's
yeah.
True.
That it was a good time. Inspection went pretty smooth for you, but of course you said you were already underbuilt.
Oh, yeah. I didn't even have a hood on.
That is a true statement.
Not even. I didn't have time to cut the holes in the hood, so I just ran it without. I mean,
that's awesome.
Don't need a hood, but.
There's some pretty creative interpretations of the hood permitted rules, too. I mean, some guys with the compacts were running the hood, pulled way, way down. Like, didn't even bother cutting a hole in it. Pulled it down. Pulled it all the way down and bolted it down so it went down, like, almost behind the bumper. And as hot as it was, a lot of those guys that did that, I figured they would have cut a couple holes in there for airflow. And they're like, nope, we're not going to be out here long enough to worry about it.
Right.
And they just kept it covered right up. And it was a ton of fun. I mean, Adam's always a fun guy to watch drive. He drives so hard. And then the Brusk guys, Brian and Brandon. I don't remember who. I think Cluth ended up getting hold of one of the Brusk cars. It was a early W-body Regal, or a Cutlass, rather. And he hit him, and the car was so hard in the back and in the front, it bent at the seats. It TP'd over the roof, like just behind the halo bar. It just boop, right up in the air. The back tires shifted forward, and everything came forward.
Yep.
That was a heck of a shot. That shot alone got Cluth heavy hitter and the team feature. What's next for you, Robbie? Where are you going to run again?
No idea right now. It's
no.
Down season. Time to take some time off and regroup.
There's still a ton of derbies to get to.
What's that?
There's still a ton of derbies to get to.
Well, yeah, but you got to start fresh at this time of the year. I mean, out of the six guys that we run with, three of them blew tranny Saturday night, so we're a little hurting for parts.
Yeah, that's not good at all. Not good. Do you prefer mostly the compact stuff, or you dive into the full-size stuff now and again?
I tried it a couple of years ago, and around this area it's hard to get into, so I went back to compacts and sticking with them.
Yeah, and it was a GM fest up there, just
W-body after W-body after W.
It's excellent. Well, are we going to run into you again at Grand Slam next year?
If they have it, I'll be there.
Excellent. Well, I look forward to it. It was a ton of fun watching you drive. I mean, is there anybody on the team that you wanted to make mention of before before we let you go?
I mean, just, you know, Olaf Etlin, Adam Holder, Nathan Haskins, Mark Frazonke, and the Brust brothers.
It was right that Team Bankrupt took the first five spots?
Oh, pretty much.
Yeah. And all those cars had the carb conversions on it. How do you like doing that, you know, putting the carb conversions on those four-cylinder motors?
It makes it a lot easier for us to get cars, you know, with blown motors or trannies. I mean, we can swap them in and out in a lot less time and don't need to worry about wires.
Right.
Good point.
Yeah, I mean, we talked to...
I hate about compacts.
We talked with Jake about that a couple times, and he said that you're out of your mind to try and do a motor swap on one of those things just because it takes so much time.
This is...
Yep.
I was talking to Pete Hansen about a month ago, and... He took his boy to a youth derby with a W body, and he told me he's going to take it to Redline and have him build a motor for him.
Nice.
Please, please.
And I said, "P, are you kidding me? Please, like a 3800, you know, whatever are."
Exactly.
He goes, "Yep." He says he's going to have the best. He's going to have you know,
$4,000.
Yeah. I says, "What? Well, 8, 10, 12, who knows what P, you know what I mean?" That's I says, "What's it coming to?" You know.
Robbie, man, again, congratulations on the win. I appreciate you coming on the show and hanging out with us a little bit. You guys got an awesome team around you. Keep it up, and I can't wait to see you guys again next year at Grand Slam.
Well, hopefully we'll be there.
I'm looking forward to it. We'll see you soon, Robbie. Congratulations.
All right. Thanks. Bye.
No problem. Bye now. There goes Robbie Bone jumping in there. I know there was a couple more things that, Josh wanted to hit on. So I'm going to make him wait a second.
Okay, thank you. No, what I want to touch about is...
Good talk, Josh.
Yeah, take me off. Well, Brian's not here. We might as well harass him.
I do feel like a famous person sitting in this chair.
I know. Isn't that awesome? That's the comfiest chair here.
I just...
By the end of the show, though, you look 3 inches shorter.
Is that what it is?
That chair, just no matter who's... The same thing, when Mike Mallett used to come in for 31st lap, he'd sit in that chair, and by the end of the show... His sleeping. Nose would be right at the top. It would just sink down so much.
No, what I want to talk about was Kings Old School has an idea. And I want to get this out to all the drivers. And then the drivers are going to get kind of with Chris. I want to get them with Chris, I guess, but all of us. Kings Old School is looking... we're going to give away a spot. Crash Course is going to buy a spot for Kings of Old School V18. So what we're looking to do is Crash Course would like some guys, whoever's interested, that wants to build the car to run into the V18 event. Your entry fee will be paid by Crash Course. And, you, of course, you're going to be Team Crash Course. So you got to be okay with that. But we're looking for three guys. You can either be three guys that want to be a team and work together, or you can just be a single guy that maybe two more single guys will get involved and make a team. But Crash Course wants to put a team together for Kings of Old School September Derby. So anybody interested in it, of course, you can get with me and Brett for the rule side of it. And, of course, get with Chris if you want to be on the team. There's going to be some perks of it, but we'll discuss that a little bit later as it comes through. But that's pretty much what I wanted to get out there. I mean, Chris, you have anything that you want to step on that?
It's also going to be negative, too. If you're representing Team Crash Course and
your ass better be there.
And you don't hold them up, I promise you Team Crash Course will make you
and that's
publicize
it.
That you're not there.
If you're a guy that's wishy-washy, I mean, we're not really looking for that. I mean, obviously this is going to be live streamed.
Bring references.
Yeah, well, please, yes. We're going to make you do that. We just looked at it on the sheet here. We had 24,000 views of Kings of Old School. 24,000
from
June 6th. September is going to be huge, just like that. I mean, I know everyone's going to watch it.
That was 2 months and 11 days ago.
Yes, 24,000 people watch you guys run on that track. Now, if you want to be on that again, get with us. We just would love. I mean,
can you imagine that? Figure the 3,000 people that were there.
You got to run county fairs all year to get that many people to watch you.
24,000 people,
and it wasn't 24 of the same people watching it. No. It was all different people watching.
Well, now obviously, if they were there watching Derby, they weren't watching on. You know,
definitely not.
So
actually, that's kind of funny that you bring that up. Remember I told you about that guy in Ohio who was waiting in inspection line watching our derby?
How awesome.
On the phone while he was at another derby, and there's other people that have messaged us saying, I'm at my county fair and they're watching awesome. Whatever live stream. We had people at Jefferson County that were running in Jefferson County that while the stuff was going on in the pits or they were waiting to run or whatever, we'll pull in the derby up on their phone and watching what we were talking about, even though you could hear
there.
Us or the PA.
That's so awesome. I mean, that's so cool. I love the new technology. But also, like, you know, like Brett's saying, 24,000 people to get in front of that is, like, insane. Plus, we had 4,000 in the stands. I mean, you're putting these numbers together. It would take you forever to get in front of this many people to watch. You want to make a name for yourself. You want to run the balls off. You want to show you're a mad dog. You want to show you're crazy.
It works both ways, though. You get your ass whooped.
You're absolutely right.
But also, if you're the top dog, you got some bragging
you,
to do.
You can make a name for yourself in one night. You can make a name for yourself in one shot. So if you want to be that guy, and of course, I mean, you're going to get to be on Crash Course. You're going to be on Team Crash Course. Everyone's going to know it and hear it.
But it's also Chris to pick who he wants. If he's fitting the
absolutely.
Bill, Chris can pick what he wants.
That's why everyone has to get with Chris. And that's Chris's. And we're going to make a show post about it. I'm going to make a show post on our website so everyone can follow along. But we're going to get with Chris on that, too.
What I kind of think I want to do is have him apply like we did last time. We picked the top three.
Yep.
The top three.
Top three. Because we're doing compacts, right?
What if a person comes in and...
this is for V8 teams.
Okay. My mistake. This is V8 cars. Okay. I thought we were talking compacts.
No, what if a person comes in and he wants to... See, that's how... We don't have a hard time selling him anything, do we?
No. VA teams, definitely. So they have to be like, you got to be someone that's legit going to be there. No pulling punches, not a maybe, not if kind of. If you're a guy that definitely is going to be there, you got to get with Chris. But like Chris, like you're saying, you've got to kind of vet them too. I mean, when we gave away at King's
Old
School,
that's a $450 bill.
It's a lot of money that Chris is giving out here. I agree. So that's why it's him to pick. That's why it's you to pick. But I'd like anybody that's interested to get with Chris, you know.
Even if it's individuals. If you want to say, you know, hey, I'd like to run, but I have no team.
That's
get with Chris.
Absolutely.
And if there's two more people, you guys can decide if you want to be a team.
Now, one last thing is if you're a guy that really, really wants to run and you are dead about it, but you don't have a car, you need to message Brad or I because we could probably find you a car. But you have to be ready. You know, you got to be someone that's got cash in your pocket willing to buy a car. That's finding cars is not the
issue.
I'm
almost out.
I got some left in my house.
Good.
They're yours.
Cars?
Whoa.
Or cash?
Yeah, I'll just sell some of yours. I got five of your cars at my house. They're collecting dust. We need to get them out of there. I'll drag them to the track. It's fine, dude. We'll knock the windows off.
Some people's children, Brett. No. Some people's children. When, can you believe it?
I bet you I get them out tomorrow.
It's fine.
And
I got them all under them. No. Yeah, but anybody, if you got any ideas with that, please get back with us. And listen, you don't got to be from around here. I mean, you can be from anywhere. You want to come? You want to be part of a team? We just got to get three guys.
What I kind of want to do is make some phone calls. I want to recruit the team is what I want to do. I want
to
call.
It's up to you.
I'm telling you right now, I got the list of three people that I want in the cars.
Done.
But I don't know if they can do it.
You going to ride with them?
No.
We'll allow that.
No, I'm not.
We'll allow that.
As a matter of fact.
You should.
Nope.
In-car camera.
Nope. No.
Come on.
No.
We'll allow that.
No.
Well, you know what?
Because you know what would be the best thing? Is not only
a GoPro
not,
to his head.
Yeah, it'd be not, awesome. It'd just be shaking.
Not only do I have to leave the Derby to go to the emergency room to get stitches again, at the way home, I have to pull up my internet so that I can buy a replacement camera. That would be the best.
We're going to super glue it shut, and you got to get back on
no,
the live stream.
I specifically asked that question when I was in the ambulance and when I was in the medic tent and when I was in the emergency room, for that matter. About my shin from Jeremy Gulley. I said,
glue.
Can I just super glue this shut? And they said, you can do that, but you are not going to be happy with the results because it's going to make a mess.
Yeah.
They said it would the super glue wouldn't hold it because it went so deep.
It would just
push the super glue patch out and pull all the skin that it was attached to with it.
Yeah. That
what were you saying now? You wanted me to?
Well, stay out of the car, then. You stay up on live stream. But,
I got to stay behind a camera where I belong, sir.
Yeah. And like you were saying, we didn't say this earlier, but obviously,
I think
if you want to,
jackasses will talk to you like that.
If you want to vet, guys, that's we want you to vet, guys. You know, but let's get working on that. Brian, anything going else with that team derby that we need to talk about?
I think Chris wants to name some of the teams.
Oh yeah, let's do that. Oh. Okay. Now, what's cool about this is half of them you cannot figure out, and some of them you can figure out. Right? I mean, if you're listening.
Since his list is handwritten, you're right. Half of them I can't figure out.
No,
there's no question about that.
Brett wrote it.
That's you wrote it or Preston wrote it?
We got the same education level.
Anyway, so.
Compact teams.
Compact teams first. The first one entered was Half Drunk Racing. Which I don't know if you can do
half
some
drunk,
math right there.
That one out.
The second one is DTA.
Yep.
The third one is I think did they go with Team Black and White or they go with Team W Body, Team Transparency, Team Insidious. There's been like nine names kicked around.
I would say give it Team W Body.
In any case, Team W Body's there. ASAP.
Okay, that one you can't figure out.
Not even close.
Nope.
Redneck Racing, which
nope.
I know a couple of those
that
guys.
One out.
I know a couple of those
okay.
guys. Yeah, that's going to be a fun team to watch. Top Secret.
Nope. Tough to figure out.
Yeah, you don't know that one. Negative Impact.
That one you can figure out if you're local.
If you think about it some. Loose Stones.
Nope.
Track Shot Boys.
Mm.
Which is, I don't know about them. Team Rage.
That one you can.
Now, what do you think about this, Chris? You know, being
and then
the
Bad
first,
Investment being the.
Bad Investment.
Being the first thing in New York for say. You know, I wanted a team name, not necessarily colors, and I don't want to put people's names with them because, you know, people don't want to be called out, whatever it is. And we're going to do it the same way we did the last one. You're going to draw your heat via poker chip,
right?
And it's not going to be rode on no board. It's going to be you're in heat three. It's really simple. That's after heat two.
Mm-hmm.
And you pull out on the track.
The excitement today, we're not letting it out, but the day of the Derby, how awesome is it going to be when everyone gets there? And then all of a sudden these teams are rolling in colors, and you're like, oh my gosh, this guy's with this guy and this guy's with that. Because I'm
how many
you right
people
now,
are scratching their heads right now trying to figure out who the team is?
You can't figure
them I out. Can, but obviously for given reasons.
You really can't by the names of them. And I'll tell you because what, there's awesome names in there.
Even if they can figure them names out, it ain't your normal teams.
Right. Right.
They're mixed up. So
the cool thing about this, too, is just because three great names are together doesn't mean they can run as a team together. Right. Like three guys that have never even met each other, and they might run better as a team than some of those guys that would call themselves a team.
Right.
Right?
Oh, yeah, I agree.
That's what's exciting about it. It's like, okay, these guys run together all the time, and they just got junked by three guys that never even heard of.
There's one team that I am intimately interested in and how they make out. And
you going to say the name?
No.
No.
No. We're going to let them wonder.
But I'm telling you what, okay, so
if they spend a little bit of time, they'll figure it out.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so we got 12 teams there.
Yeah.
And I'm going to tell you that is going to be some of the best 3-on-3 action.
Oh,
they're
going to
be flying.
And don't forget, Josh, you know, we're going to have the backhoes there to help guys straighten cars again.
Okay, yeah, we haven't talked about that, but yes, we will fix it. Besides the backhoes,
I think guys appreciated that last year.
We fixed so many cars. There was guys that were really junk last year. We brought them back to straight.
Well, this year.
It was like 2 months ago.
Well, it felt like 10 years ago.
How about some V8 teams?
What were you saying? And? Yeah, go ahead. You know, there's one guy on there that is messing with me that I don't know. Go ahead.
He'll be there.
There's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11 compact teams.
There's another
team that's entered. There's another team that
insanely last second.
And literally a couple days ago.
Yeah.
And,
very last second.
And that's fine.
And they have rest of this week to, you know, be completely in.
I'm sorry. What I was saying with and is something that our area is not used to. Holding. Holding is going to be allowed.
Yeah, nobody in our area is familiar with holding.
Well,
they just
we
don't,
are,
they,
but
they've never been allowed to do it.
You've always held me.
Yeah.
Excuse me?
You've always held
Excuse
me.
Excuse me?
You've always held me.
Brett used to pay people to pull on the track and hold me while he just smoked me for 5 minutes. Tell me that's not true.
That's not true.
Full shit. So, you can hold.
So, Team Mopar is the...
No, you can hold, which is something that, yes, you're saying we do it, but this is actually legal out here.
He's got another team to mention. Go ahead.
He's got V8 teams.
I just shut you down again.
No one listens
remember,
to
him. Remember we were friends? Brett, remember? Remember when you guys were friends? No, it's we. Because I thought I could speak with...
It was June 5th.
I thought I could speak because it was we. You're always we is there. And
I'm sorry, you're right.
I'm just trying to learn. When in Rome,
crash course.
Right. When in Rome, do as the Romans. Brett, have I ever told you how lucky I am that Josh lets me have this show?
I heard, yeah, I mean, it's his. I heard that. All the way up here, I'm doing this for Chris. I'm doing this. We got to have this
gosh.
Here. We got to go here. Yep. I got, you know.
We.
You know, he's the worst partner.
I haven't seen him in 3 months.
I'm here to tell you, Chris, on the way here, it was Josh.
People I don't know return my calls faster than Josh does.
That I can believe, actually. but stop.
V8 teams.
Go.
Team Mopar.
Okay, that you can't figure out, but I'm telling you, that team right there is badass.
This says Mad Russian Army. Is that a misprint?
Nope.
Oh.
That team is badass.
That'll be fun to watch.
That team's badass.
Is that going to be hard to figure out?
Oh.
That team's badass.
I can't believe somebody had the balls to register that name without that guy.
Yeah.
That'll probably get stirred up. I think that says Ram. Is that Ramrod or Ramroad?
Ramrod. That team is badass, okay? Again,
and they specifically made that name because they wanted to hear you say Ramrod.
On live stream.
I did Carl Scheller's shirts, and it was Team Ramrod. Yep. I did a roof sign, too.
This guy wants to hear you say Ramrod all the time.
That's cool. And that's, yeah, I know exactly.
That team is nasty, seriously. That team is, so far, all those teams are going to be...
I can't believe they're all bringing Granados.
Yeah, right.
Catskill Performance, okay. Rough Rider Motorsports,
yep.
Team Iowa,
yep.
and Bad News.
Okay, now I don't know if you can figure some of that out. Can we just step back real quick there?
No.
I promise you I'm not running.
No. No. Every single team that is on that list right now is awesome to watch. There's some awesome names in that pile, and it's some awesome team. Three guys, there are some groups that pin together that it's like, I don't know how them got together, but boy, they're going to be fun to watch.
It's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah. And again, it's 3-on-3. Let's imagine three, let's hypothetically say, three caddies, three shockers, head-to-head. We're going to watch it on a huge track, bro.
I think most of them teams, from my looking into it a little bit, it's almost like the whole team, whether it's compacts or whether it's V8s, they're all going to bring W-bodies, or they're all going to bring shockers, or they're all going to bring GMs, or they're all going to bring Toyotas.
Yes, you're right.
It seems so the team that's running together.
Well, there's one team I know that's going to be all Avalons.
Yeah. No, they're not, actually.
No, you would think they would. It's actually all W-bodies.
Yeah, they all
have W-bodies. I know what you're going to say.
Yeah.
What about Power Wheels quick, Chris? No?
You want to read down all through all them? Do you want me to do the other entry list, too, or not?
Nah.
Okay.
No, the kicker class and the truck class, I mean, a lot of the repeats.
We don't want those names out there.
But the kids, I mean, the kids are bringing the new generation. I think they, you know, there's kids that set and watch us.
Keegan Barnes, Caitlin Hefner, Clint Howe, Link Howe, Javante Brewer, Caleb Shea, Madison Perry, Bentley Perry, Preston Relier, Trent Decker, Bailey Decker, Joseph Van Houten, Spencer Sprague, Wyatt Chapel, Madeline Cole, Lacey Hildebrandt, Kevin Rouse. I would assume that's the younger version of Kevin Rouse.
Yes.
I was going to say Kevin likes compacts, but not that much. Joe Backus, Jerry Harmon, Brenna Bolton, Alex Sander Decker, and Owen Decker.
To touch on a couple things, we had such a great turnout. 71 on the last one, which is unbelievable. Love to have the same amount. Siopa's a sponsor, and again, they just made an awesome towel that's coming. Every kid is going to get one. Of course, we're giving away the great plaques, trophies. We're giving away a lot of stuff like we did the last time. You can still pre-register. It's $20. Get it in. Send it in to Brett. And
the biggest reason for pre-registering is because we don't want children going without plaques, and we can't afford to have 200 of them on hand.
Just as a, like, and everyone understands this, we have to upfront the money. I don't want a kid. We actually had 70 of them, and we had 71. My daughter was the only one that didn't get one.
Actually, we give my boy's trophy
to Sam Bandel's son.
And Sam, we give them their trophies to the other kids.
And yes, and me and Brett went the night before and had all these trophies overnight, and thank God we did, because
30, I'll tell you,
as a parent, you're saying, I don't want to pre-register, whatever. You don't want to see your kid stand in line to grab a trophy and be the last one and not get one because you didn't pre-register your kid. Trust me, you don't want to see that. I've seen some of the kids' heartbreak. Just pre-register your kids, please. I know it's a headache, but it's just, please, just send $20 in. Or at least call me and say, Josh, my kid is absolutely 100% going to be there, and we'll pay you on the track. I'll even take that. But we need to know how many trophies to get, because we have to pay it up front. And I don't want to let kids
down.
Tell
me that's not awesome with Siopas, though.
Siopas are the nicest people ever. He donated money for the trophies, and on top of it, he said, Josh, I'm going to have these towels made. I want to make sure every single kid gets one, and they will. So get your kid pre-registered, get him into Power Wheels. And let's see if we can beat 71.
Then that means he must have sent you close to 1,000 towels.
He's the awesomest
he
guy.
Doesn't,
I love him.
He makes sure that the margin for error is huge.
You know, I hate to ask him for things, but every time you do, he's like, yep, here it comes. It'll be there tomorrow. And like, bam, it just shows up. It's like, God, this guy is such a wonderful guy. You know,
He just has it for the kids.
He loves the kids. Yep. He just loves it. And that's like so cool. So. But everyone, King's Old School is stepping up good. A lot of announcements are going to come up. Brett and I are going to keep pounding announcements on our Facebook page. Make sure you watch it, like it, share it. And, again, get some stuff stripped, get some pre-run stuff there, and just finish some stuff off. It's, you know, it's going to be one of the last ones of the year. There's not a lot of cleanup derbies this year. So we're one of the later ones. Get some kickers in your car, get your truck over there, and junk it.
We got the golf podcast coming up. We got to have some time to clean up our mess before Jim Santacropi and the golf podcast come in. But want to say thanks to Jake Sherman, Trackside Report from down at the Delaware County Fair in Walton. And congratulations to him again on winning at Walton. Congratulations to Tabby Relier winning over in Canasarega and all the other folks that took trophies out of there. And thanks a lot to Robbie Bone for coming on from out in Minnesota, the overall winner of the Team Compact Show at the Wadena Grand Slam. We are all out of town time, but we are going to be back here next week. I can't believe we're already halfway through August. And we'll be pressing on, probably get more information out there about Kings of Old School. We'll be talking a little bit more with the folks that are close with the Chaos in the Valley show as well. And, of course, wrap up the show. Big thank you to Darren Agard for having us come out and be part of the 2015 Wadena Grand Slam. That's going to do it for us. Can't wait to see you next week. Thanks a lot.
The Crash Course Podcast is brought to you in part by DerbyParts.com.
the 2015 Ladina Grand Slam, Bo Lockwood Motorsports, and the 2015 Keystone Nationals. Sciopa Racing and SciopaRacing.com. Ultimate Derby and Blizzard Bash 2015. Demo Derby Masters. Reckless Abandon Derby Apparel at RecklessAbandonGear.com. And Derby Inc. Magazine. Live it, breathe it, be it, Derby Inc. This is the Crash Course Demolition Derby Podcast, recorded live at the FingerLakes1.com studios in downtown Seneca Falls, New York.